Hey guys, I am Caleb Giddings, and you are watching or listening to another episode of Gun Day Brunch, brought to you by Taurus USA and Bleecker Street Publications. Joining me this week is Keith, and we are going to be talking about we're going to be talking about SHOT Show, which stresses me out because it's too early to be talking about SHOT Show, but it's really not because Christmas is almost here, and we're all going to friggin' blink, and then it's going to be SHOT Show, and we're all going to get COVID or the measles, I guess, this year,
Oh no,
and.
this year it sounds like norovirus, and so
Oh,
that's
hell yeah.
just going to be
Let's go.
fantastic.
Let's
It's
go.
going to
Super
be
excited for
so
that.
good. The greatest virus to ever virally virus.
The greatest virus to ever decimate. And it's not like, the gun industry is full of people who have make poor health choices or are old and have compromised lungs or anything like that, right? So
No. We are all the pinnacles of health.
oh, yeah. Great
There has
googly
never been an
moogly.
infection that we haven't largely dodged.
If you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, go ahead and give us a 5-star review and leave an actual text review if you'd like. That does again help us actually boost the show in the horrid algorithms that is this hellscape of 2025 and moving forward. And before we talk about the subject of the show, I have a small rant, and it's a rant about AI. And it's not that I dislike AI. What I
I
dislike.
do dislike AI.
So,
I dislike so many features.
well, I don't like di I don't dislike AI in general. I dislike how people are using AI, and I dislike how corporations are forcing everything into AI. So this morning, I opened up Acrobat to edit a PDF, and it was like, "Do you want to use our AI assistant?" No, I don't, because I know what how to do the thing that it is that I'm doing. I opened up Zoom to record this podcast. Do you want to use Zoom's AI assistant? No. Fuck you. Fuck you, Microsoft Word. I am trying to write this article, not a fucking robot. I'm better at writing than the fucking robot. And I am tired of all these fuck ass apps and fuck ass corporations. Every time I open your stupid ass app that I probably don't want to use anyways, being like, do you want to use our AI companion? No, fuck you. I
Clippy
don't.
has come back with a revenge, a
Clippy has
revenge
come back,
tour
but
that it,
he's got a chip on his shoulder now.
he's got a fucking
Anyway.
army too, because he's everywhere. It's not just Microsoft. I hate it.
Anyway.
I understand that to continue on our wonderful little AI tangent for just a moment longer. I am still very hopeful that by the end of the decade, by 2030, we're going to see AI be a lot like the Star Trek computer, where I can ask it a thing and I can be delivered a really good answer and it can reference what I need it to. So like the Star Trek computer from Voyager and TNG and DS9, like I think we will get there. Right now, I think our friend Michael Branson put it best. Like right now, it is an assistant who is very stupid.
And it's only as smart an AI. And the thing that people don't understand is AI is only as smart as the information that it's put into, right? And so basically, what AI is it's an SEO tool that taught itself how to write. So if you like, because you can go and you can input. So here's an example of something that we did. We went and asked ChatGPT to recommend subcompact 9mm handguns under a certain price point, right? And it ranked the Taurus GX4 as like third on the list because it thought the GX4 only had an 11 round capacity, when in fact it's available as 13 round gun. So we found the source online that it pulled that information from, Pew Pew Tactical. We reached out to the editor of Pew Pew Tactical, corrected that information. With that information, it then bumped the ranking of the GX4 up to like number one because it was the most affordable and held the most bullets. That's no different than what we would have done if we were trying to get better SEO results, right? And that's what this game is. So people are like, oh, AI this, oh, AI that. It's only as good as the information that goes into it, guys. It is
And
only, and.
you have to check the quality of the sources. You really do. And that's not quality of the sources like you like it. It's genuine, like one-to-one. Is this information spot on accurate? And is it in a format that can feed the LLM properly? I know some guys in the tech space who are doing some really cool future tech with AI, and if it goes well, it's going to be one of the first examples of really good AI use in predictive modeling. So I'm hoping it really goes well for them. However, Right now, we just have, hey, AI, make me funny picture, and hey,
Right.
AI, do this research. I will then have to check all of your work.
Yeah, and you will actually have to check all of your work. And also, please don't send me things. Like, please don't use it's the one thing that has gotten very, very obvious is all of the AIs have sort of, and I don't know how this happened because I don't know enough about LLMs, but they all have developed sort of the same writing style. Like whether you use ChatGPT or Grok or anything like that. And I have read a lot of AI generated text at this point to the point that it's really easy for me to pick it out. I'm like,
Oh
oh,
yeah.
you didn't even bother to edit this even a little bit. You just said, AI, give me a thing, and it turned out the thing, and you're like, that's good enough. So anyway,
It is
AI re
all over. It is deep. It is deep in the consciousness. It's very annoying, and that's all we're going to say on this topic. Now to the real one.
But speaking of, well, you mentioned earlier, like delivering quality content on time, that brings us to, as a minor segue, our actual topic today, which is SHOT Show leaks. And we're not just going to talk about guns that have been leaked for the 2026 upcoming SHOT Show, but I want to talk about first about like the concept of leaks and the concept of embargoes as they work in the modern firearms industry space. So, Keith, what for the people out here who have never been sent a pre-release T&E gun is an embargo?
An embargo means I cannot talk about a thing publicly before a certain date. It usually accompanies the finalization of information, finalization of specs. Depending on the level of T&E gun you are sent, that might not be a final product gun. So even though you have a good review of the gun in your hand, that is not the gun that is going into final production. That is not the gun that is going to be sent. So embargoes exist because a company does not want information publicly facing prior to this date. And a lot of that has to do with the logistics side of things of getting things in motion. Because if I start talking about a gun and it is not available, and all the people look for the gun right now when it's not available, versus, hi, it's going to be available next week, guys. Start looking for the gun. And that means it's in distribution chains. That means orders are probably already being placed on back ends to start stocking shelf. That means that I can release information in a way that, like, not only can we talk about this thing now, you can go find it, you can go buy it. And that is important for the sales funnel.
Yeah. So as a manufacturer, there's two real critical reasons that we like to use embargoes. The first is if we are doing something that is genuinely disruptive in a space, right? Like there have been times where we have sent guns to people for developmental feedback, and that gun has been under an embargo because we don't want our competitors to know what we're doing, right? We don't want other companies to be like, oh, they're doing thing XYZ. And this isn't just Taurus that I've done this with. I've done this
This
with every
is multiple
manufacturer.
companies.
This is standard industry practice, right? We have a product in development. We believe that there are features on this product that will be disruptive or innovative. We don't want people to know about it, so we put an embargo on it. Great.
Beretta drops a shotgun in 2026 that somehow magically eats 12-gauge recoil for lunch and makes the 12-gauge as pleasant to shoot as a 5.56, right? That would be highly disruptive to the shotgun
I
market.
mean, they kind of have that, but
The 1301 does not shoot like a 5.56 rifle. It is really pleasant to shoot, though.
it's really close. It's close. I have not found the 1301 to be abusive at all. Anyway,
It is
so
not.
that's one example. The other example is what Keith talked about, where in a perfect marketing sales, everybody is doing synergy world, the day that the consumer finds out that the product exists, they should be able to go buy it in a gun store. That is chef's kiss, perfection. That's what
That
I.
is the gold medal version. The silver medal version is I have a definitive timeline that that will happen.
Yeah. The worst case scenario is when a product is either has a talk about it date that happens, and then something happens in the developmental cycle of it, whether it's you're unable to get parts or something, or you have like you launch it and you're like, well, we've got 50 and we'll sell those 50, but in the time it takes us to sell those, we'll build more, but then you're unable to build more. The There are two examples of this that I can think of where a product was launched and generated tremendous buzz, and then we weren't able to fill the market demand for it. One was when we launched the Expedition rifle a couple of years ago. We launched it at SHOT Show, and then due to production, just freaking the intricacies of international production, we weren't able to get as many rifles into the market as quickly. And so the buzz died off, and then the sales, and then also the market tanked because it's 2025. But another really good example of that was the Magpul Ruger American stocks that took the Stanag mags. They announced that at SHOT in like 2021, and then they didn't actually get any units into production until like early 2022. And it was by the time it happened, people had kind of forgotten about it.
Magpul, to call out all my friends there. I love those guys. They're fantastic. However, to call all my friends out there, this is unfortunately not entirely their fault. In fact, I would say it's not majority their fault. They got hit by the supply crunch, the
Yeah,
logistics
absolutely.
supply crunch, in a way that I cannot emphasize how badly that they got stabbed in the kidney when it came to, hi, we have all these things on deck, all the order for the raw materials has been placed. And then all their raw material suppliers were like, shrug,
Sorry, buddy, can't get you that.
can't deliver. And no amount of, hi, we've announced this thing, everything's ready for production, we want to deliver by June or October or wherever we have announced, is going to change that. I'm going to go off screen for a second here. I have a delivery to get.
They did get done dirty. That's okay. I will keep talking, guys. And luckily, if you're listening to the audio version, you won't even notice that Keith has just disappeared. When it comes to embargoes, I do think that in the year of our Lord 2025 and in the future, sometimes manufacturers overuse the embargo as well. Like, I think that, like, do you necessarily need to embargo a line extension for the MMP or that sort of thing? Probably not. You can just be
No.
like, oh, 10 millimeter coming soon or whatever. And I think sometimes we overuse the embargo. I quite famously blew the embargo for the launch of the Smith and Wesson Governor because I didn't sign an NDA. I might have told the story on the show before. So Smith had a pre-SHOT Show launch event for this, and for media only. And I was there with their external agency, and I sort of got whisked through the line. Like, it was like, hey, we're going to give this, exclusive access. And so I sort of got whisked through the line. I didn't sign an NDA. I didn't sign any paperwork that said don't post pictures of all of this stuff. So I'm in this stall on this indoor range with my iPhone 4 or whatever. And I shoot this governor, and I'm like, oh man, the internet's going to love this. Click from my iPhone. Write a quick blog post, go about my business, wake up the next morning. It's got like 4.5 million views. It's on every forum. And I'm like, oh heavens. That was when I got to meet the director of marketing for Smith and Wesson, and it wasn't a good meeting. They were very upset about their embargo. And this stuck with me to this day. They were very upset about me blowing their embargo. And I'm like, but also people are talking about this, and I blew it a day early. So, chill.
Yes, I've been on the reverse end of that, and
So have
well,
I.
me, yep, well, I didn't blow the embargo. The embargo was blown for us, and this is what happens in the information, the marketing, the publishing space when an embargo gets blown on the reverse end. You have told everybody that this is the date and time that this thing can go live, which is when you start to generate traffic. And on the logistics side of things, you know, servers, everything is ready for people to start looking at this. When it comes to working with publications, if someone leaks it first, they get all the traffic, they get all the buzz, they get all the noise. Therefore, if I've said, hey, you're all playing in the same pond, this is when it starts, and then somebody breaks that and gets all the initial buzz, everybody is then mad at me, despite the fact
Right.
that I didn't leak it.
Yeah, I've had that happen too. And that's actually a very good use case for embargoes is as manufacturers, as that sort of thing, we have to treat we have not all outlets, but we have to treat most outlets equally, right? And that means I can't say to Athlon Outdoors, hey, you guys can publish this 2 days before Guns and Ammo can, because fuck them, right? Like, that's not how this business works. We're trying to play ball with everybody. And so if, say, and I will say, and for there's people who are out there, the vast screaming majority of embargoes are not broken by media. Even bloggers and YouTubers have pretty much figured out that if you bust an embargo, you're going to get taken off of the free ice cream list, right?
Yep. And we like the free ice cream list. We
We
really
do.
do.
Everybody be liking the free ice cream. But you know who doesn't care about the free ice cream list? The 22-year-old working in a gun shop who sees this cool new thing and takes a picture of
It
it and
and
posts it on ARFCOM or his
yep.
Instagram.
It yeah, it ends up in the distribution list because of course it ends up in the distribution list early so that gun stores can order it, but gun stores, FFLs, are in that privileged information category, but they don't. These guys are just looking to sell guns, and their staff are, like you said, just the 22-year-old who's like, oh my gosh, cool. Click, here's a photo.
A photo of something like the new Gen 6 Glock. So we're going to pivot a little bit and we're going to talk about leaks for the 2026 SHOT Show, one of which is not a surprise to anybody, the Gen 6 Glock. Keith?
Oh, the Gen 6 Glock, which was leaked by what looked like an actual unfurled banner, like an actual cloth banner, was the first thing I said I saw with Gen 6 on it, which was interesting. Very much enjoyed that. But the Gen 6 Glock, which everyone knew was coming, just no one thought would be coming this quickly on the heels of the V. Of the V correction. I suspected one of two things were going to happen when they recalled or closed down the five. They were just going to launch the six, which they didn't, they launched the V, or the V was going to take us to at least mid-year 26. And I would have suspected by the 2027 to be the launch date for the Gen 6, just due to the fact that there are going to be a bunch of bot Vs floating around that nobody's going to buy now because now they're going to wait for the six. It is the problem with competing with your own product line. You
Tell me about
have
it.
to space. There is it's every manufacturer. I'm not throwing shade.
No,
Like
it really
it's so
is.
many. It's so many manufacturers. They compete with their own product line, and then like that the gold medal of marketing. We'll go back to the gold medal standard of marketing and sales is. I have made this many of model. I am allowing that model to mature onto the market. When I want that model to be done, I close it out quietly at the manufacturing level. I build a parts base so that my service and support has, finality. Automotive does this usually very well because they have to by law. And then that model gets quietly like, no more is sent to distribution, no more is sold direct. The supply quietly dwindles until it is a little bit scarce on the market. And then right as you're at the like ten, last 5 to 10% of your stock of these guns, you go, hey guys, look what's next. An example of a
And
company that has done that very well right now is FN.
FN is, they actually are doing a good job with that.
And they suffered a 2026 leak, much like the Gen 6 Glocks. So
they
Glock,
did.
oof, FN, you know what? Pretty good.
Yeah. No, it's funny, one of the things it's like you talk about, sort of the gold standard for that, right? Like in a perfect world, you would never have a gun on the market and you'd never have a new release on the market and have it be in a position to compete with your existing products, right? Like that would be, that's a perfect world. That doesn't always happen. Sometimes that rarely happens. The Gen 6 Glock is, I don't understand what's going on over at Glock. I don't work for Glock, obviously. I have no idea what their
Working
plan
with
is.
you understand working with foreign manufacturers though, and
That I do.
foreign manufacturers as an entirety don't, but they have a hard time understanding the American pacing and the American market. And I
I don't
found
want to
this
talk
very
about that.
universally.
I don't
Yeah.
want to talk about that right now.
I don't either. But I'm going to bring it up because I think that may have contributed to why it's like, oh, because now I'm genuinely thinking that they were going to announce the Gen 6 at SHOT Show, which is what, like 60 days after the Vs?
Yeah, like if their plan was the whole, this is what doesn't make sense to me. If your plan all along was to announce the six at SHOT Show or even like a little bit after SHOT Show, why do the V at all? Like, why? I don't get that. Like, why not? Like, and maybe their plan was to wait on the six to like NRAM or something like that, and they rushed it up in production to have it ready for SHOT Show. Then again, why do the V? Like the V, the question about this is the V, and it doesn't make sense. Like just with all of the pacing and timing of this, I don't know. Maybe it will make sense when this, if slash when the six actually comes out. Speaking of Glock leaks, the Glock carbine is making the rounds again, but this time there's an actual gun that exists that is a Glock M4. Does it exist in the United States? No. Will it ever exist in the United States? Probably not, but who knows? Seventh tries the charm, right?
Yeah, the Gen 7 happens to be the Glock M4, and it would be interesting, and this would be one of the reasons why I personally would want to go to like EWA, right? EWA doesn't affect our market space very much, but I would
No.
like to go to EWA to see stuff that just exists in the foreign gun buyer space, especially the mil-LE space, because there are a lot of guns, despite the fact that we are a massive market share, there are a lot of guns that don't end up here due to various import restrictions or just like the configuration this gun exists and the reason this gun exists does not work with the American market. Or, like currently, the NFA basically blocks any reason for this particular gun to be in the American market because it'd just be a giant pain.
Another big
So there's a
block
lot
of
of that.
guns, another big block on guns getting to the American market is Germany's export laws are horrendous for anything that they determine to be even like remotely military grade as a firearm. So it's tough getting guns out of Germany. Speaking of EWA, we'll talk about the Taurus SHOT Show leaks because these were leaked at EWA this year. Classic Firearms did a great video. You guys can go search for Classic Firearms, Taurus EWA, and you're going to find a video about the TX9, and you're going to find a video about the RPC, the new subgun. The TX9, that one's that. I'll tell you this, guys, that's coming. That's real. There are guns in America. I just got done filming a bunch of content with them. I'm not blowing an embargo because the gun exists and you can find it in a YouTube video that's got like 250,000 views on it. So
Yeah,
go
like
look it up.
it is out there. I can say the same thing for some of the IWI stuff that is like there's stuff coming that will make it to America when it makes it to America. You can find like the Arad 5 and the Arad 7, which are adjustable gas piston AR-18 like items made by IWI International, are probably going to end up here at some point, but they have there has to be a time and a place and a production in a country that is currently still blowing a lot of stuff up
So
closer to
yeah,
home.
the and so with the thing like the TX9 to go back to that since I worked there, even though the gun was shown at EWA, and we talked and people have been talking about it online, we still have a launch date, right? We have an embargo date for the guns that have been sent out to creators. So why would we want to do something like that? Well, the reason is because that gun that was at EWA was pre-production, right? Like that was like built for the show to potential international military buyers. And the gun has been in continuous development from that. There's been, I've done testing on them. We've done extensive testing in Brazil. We've done some really fun stuff with them. So that's why even with a gun that exists and we're not like hiding, why we would still have an embargo date, because we wanted to make sure that the product that gets to the writers is the same one that you can go buy in the gun store when we actually launch this sucker.
And you'll see that, and there's the balance of leaks, or rather leaks versus announcements, with that. To touch on the FN leak, that looks like it's a fully formed product. FN has announced that something was going to be announced at SHOT Show. There is essentially the new version of the SCAR is coming. I don't even recall what the leak said the rifle is going to be titled, but it looks like an updated version of the SCAR Mark II series with non-reciprocating charging handles and longer receiver sets and floated barrel and M-lock, and things changed around. Because the SCAR was designed in the early 2000s and it is now 2025, so rifle requirements have changed.
They surely
But
have.
that is clearly an in-production, ready-to-go gun. It's very similar to their MRGG submission, their mid-range gas gun submission that they did for SOCOM. It looks like they scaled it for 5.56 and 308 and all the popular calibers, and that's probably what we're getting at SHOT Show. But it was turned on by a company. I will let them, they know.
You know what you did.
It was turned on by a company, and it was then turned off, but the internet remembers and sees things, and it was floated around, and that happens sometimes. That one isn't as big a deal because it's clearly something that is done. It's ready to go, just like the governor embargo, just like you guys starting to talk about the TX9 early. What I've also seen is people produce early prototypes of an item. And this happens a lot with small companies, and I get it. Small companies get really excited about the things that they are producing, as they should, because a lot of companies that are very small produce things that are very, very cool, and they're able to do it quickly, at least through the prototype phase, because they don't have the rest of the company involved in the thing, and a massive production base that they have to do to prop up the R&D department. They can just kind of skunk works it on their own. But when you come out with a production, like a 3D printed production concept gun, and then you're like, this is coming, and then it never materializes after that, that can do a lot of brand damage, in second and third order effects, and sometimes not, again, not your fault. Magpul, to bring them back into the conversation, Magpul suffered a lot of brand damage due to the production delays and the time frames and whatnot like that. They're s still an amazing company doing amazing things, but when you have a reputation of expected delivery, expected production, and then all of a sudden that rapidly changes, that affects your delivery timeline, and that affects your reputation as like, oh well, this will just be vaporware. That's the term, right? Vaporware. It'll never get produced.
I will say, one of my favorite things back when I was in the media side was I did this 1 year and it was very popular. And I wished I'd done it, I wished I'd been able to continue it. But 1 year at SHOT Show for the previous iteration of Athlon Outdoors, I did the vaporware edition. And I walked around the basement of SHOT Show. And I took pictures of products that I'm like, I don't think this one's ever going to exist. I don't think this one's ever going to exist. And there's so much of that. Like, again, if you've never been to SHOT Show or if you go to SHOT Show a lot and you get the chance, like, this is actually a lot of fun. And don't do it in a mean-spirited way, for the record. I wasn't doing it to be mean to these companies or anything like that. But there are so many extremely ambitious people in the basement floor of SHOT Show with their very cool, very revolutionary product that they have made like 3D printed samples of and have brought to the show, and they're never actually going to make them. But it was good times. That was a fun one to do, and it is fun. I've had people. This was a new one that I experienced. Not last year because I wasn't there last year in 2023 for Taurus, was people would come up to me with their idea for a gun that they thought Taurus should manufacture. And I was like, okay, what I said was, that's awesome. Thank you for giving me this information. I will get it in touch with our engineering department. And I did. I am not a liar. I gave the information to our new product development team. And I said, this was given to me by a very nice person. Do with it what you will. And I also know that we know what goes into firearms manufacturing, so I'm like, this will also never exist.
Yeah, the And I've had this conversation in the mod space as well as the full production space. Why don't they make this barrel type? Why don't they make example the IWI X95? Like, why don't they make the X95 and 6.5 Grendel? And I'm like, you and 12 other people to form the 13 Warriors are the people who want that
Hey, why
in
don't
the
they make
nation.
the X95 in 450 Bushmaster, by the way? I want one in 450 Bushmaster. Me and
450
three other
Bushmaster
people.
would be awesome.
It would be awesome. And it would
I will add my name as a fourth on the list. Now,
Hey, and no wait, couldn't you
after
just do
market
wait, hang on.
wise.
The X95 to do some gun nerd stuff for a second. That could just be a barrel change because it uses bolts. It uses the same bolt as an M4, it uses the same magazines as an M4, right? So wouldn't that just be a barrel change? Like,
It would be a barrel and a bolt head change, and that would be it. You would just have to gas it properly to run.
it's got
The
an adjustable
question is
gas system.
the 300 Black has an adjustable gas system. So
I'm just
and
saying,
all that
guys.
hardware is inside the so I think if you were to gun nerd out on the X95, I think if you were able to get the barrel block and everything, and then just do a 450 barrel and then properly gas it either with the ad adjustable wrench, the adjustable setup that the 300 has, tuned properly, or if you were to build it from scratch and then try to natively gas it, just gas it properly for standard ammunition, I'm pretty sure it would be fairly simple to do. What it would be, because the lockup system and the blocks and everything is fairly expensive. There is genuinely a reason the conversion kits cost quite a bit of money. And that would be assuming that the recoil spring, which I assume, because in ARs it works, the recoil and buffer system, I assume the standard recoil assembly would probably be fine for it. Again, we're going into a segment that's like, okay, five people in the nation now that we are talking about it, five people in the nation want this thing. I do not change the production line of one of the largest international manufacturers to produce five barrel assemblies.
No, and it's kind of the same. Like when people ask me, hey, why don't you make this revolver in this caliber, right? I'm like, because we're not going to sell enough of them to justify the change in machining. Now, there's other calibers that is there, and that's justifiable, which is why hopefully, like I don't actually know if this is in the works. Never mind, I'm going to stop talking. We do have, I was like, wait, hang on, that might actually be a thing that we're working on. Never mind. But anyway, so shots no leaks. We've got the FN ones, we've got the Glocks. We have the Taurus, obviously, which isn't really a leak. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head, which, to be fair, I've been very much, it's so funny going from being media side where I was constantly looking for this information, right? For the reasons that, Keith talked about, where the first to publish in the internet age is the first to get the clicks, the hits, and all of that stuff, right? So I was always on top of that. Now that I'm the one launching products at SHOT Show, I'm like, other brands are making things? Good for them. God bless.
Yep, I am worried about the things that I am making. And I'm in the strange hybrid of the two, which is wonder because I'm directly involved with guys like you at Taurus, with the IWI crew, and several other manufacturers. So I'm wearing the manufacturing side hat where it's like, all right, embargoes and dates, make sure everybody is like, all right, we are going to start talking about this Tuesday. Ready, team, go. Where then I put on the publishing hat and it's like, I don't have the same hunger that peer publishers would do because I wore the marketing hat first. I have a lot of respect for embargo dates because it was my first SHOT Show, an embargo date got busted on us. That was a limited release item, right? So not only is it Not only is it a an item that's going to generate a lot of traffic, a lot of buzz from a very high-end manufacturer, it was a limited release item. Therefore, the stock was going to be gone very quickly once it was available for sale. It got
Oh,
busted a
that
day
sucks.
early by someone who, unlike you with a governor, did know, did sign, did do all these, was informed of all of this, and still busted the date.
Oh, that's not
And
cool.
that, yeah, that caused
They get taken off
it
the Christmas
really.
card list?
Yeah, they got yeeted off the Christmas card list, but this was, they didn't get yeeted from the space in entirety, but they got yeeted off the Christmas card list. We caught a lot of flack for it. And ultimately it's like, all right, when there is like, that gave me a it ruined so much work, and we had to do so much cleanup by telling all these other people, like, yes, you can publish now, you can publish now, you can publish now. It's been leaked. You can publish now. Go live with it. It's fine.
Oh, I
Go.
hate that.
There was so much cleanup, and it was late at night, and it was like during the time that I'm supposed to be at Circle Bar complaining about being at SHOT Show. I'm instead not at Circle Bar complaining about SHOT Show. I am sending emails and making phone calls and sending text messages saying, you can absolutely do this. It's okay. It's been adjusted. It's confirmed. Go live. Do the thing. And then also, because we had control of the sales, I believe we had control of the sales side at the thing, we had to make the inventory available. We sold them all. It was great. Launch worked. But that was a lot of work we were not intending to do until the morning.
Yeah, been there, definitely done that. So that's always a oh, excuse me. That's always a fun one. But yeah, so guys, if you're in media, or if you're 27 years old and you work in a gun store, don't leak stuff before it's supposed to. It just makes everybody's life more difficult.
And if you're not sure, look on their main website. Look on the manufacturer. If it's there, it's public.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If it's there, it's public.
With the caveat that sometimes manufacturers blow our own embargoes. I've seen that happen too, where it's like, okay, new product page set to go live on X date. Oh my God, it's live right now. Quick, pull it down, get rid of it.
Oh my God, the number of times that tech does, here's some shade at tech, because we can only work with the toolbox that is in front of us. None of us are doing, like, because you wouldn't, because it's hard, and then it doesn't talk to any other systems in the universe. You don't custom code this stuff. You use toolbox sets. So, like, the wonderful time when Amazon just shut down half the internet because they had an error. There are a lot of smaller errors that happen, and one of the most common ones is missed scheduled publication times, where it's like, all right, I am doing the thing. I am setting the time and place, Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. on the 5th of December. We are going to talk about this thing. This will now be public. And your computer, for whatever reason, because of the systems that it is built on, is just like, public now? And you're like, no, not public
No,
now,
not
public
public
at
now.
scheduled time. And it's just like, public now.
Yeah, that happens more often than we would like to admit. Or you'll accidentally fat finger a date while you're telling it to go public, and you tell it, like, I want something to publish on December 14th of 2025, and I set it to publish on December 14th of 2024, so it immediately goes live, and I'm
Goes
like,
immediately live with
fudge.
a date of a year ago. And you're just like, huh?
And you're like, how did that happen? But yeah, so embargoes are fun. SHOT Show leaks are fun. Again, I haven't heard much about the SHOT Show. I am actually, to talk very briefly as we wrap up about SHOT Show this year. I'm very curious to see what the show is going to be like this year, because I didn't go in 2024, and I heard that it was kind of a slaughterhouse, and everybody was sort of like dragging their feet, being like this. Or 20? No, I didn't go in 2025. Sorry, I went in 2024. And it was a slower show than I remembered. And in 2025, I heard that it was pretty gnarly, and people were like, we think we're going to get pounded this year. And we were all right, except unless you work in suppressors.
Suppressors carried the market so hard this year.
I was talking to a friend of mine who works for
Thank
an
you.
optics
Thank you,
company as
NFA
well.
processing times. And now, thank you. Tax stamp about to be
Oh,
$0.
guys, but yeah,
But
by the
companies
way.
honoring it prior. Just know, guys, that at SHOT Show time, suppressors are probably going to be vaporware.
Oh,
They're all going to be in processing.
we're gonna
They're all
nuke
going to be in
suppressors
processing.
all the way. We're gonna nuke suppressors back to the manufacturer level. We'll be getting Temu grade steel cans wrapped in duct tape, stuff full of banana peels, as you know, and because the banana peel's got moisture in it, so it's a wet can.
You like every run on mags that you've ever seen that made them dry up, and it's going to be so much worse.
I really should buy some suppressors now, actually, like as I think about it. Well, then they're still available because I need a 22 can and I need a 45 can. So much work. Anyway, that is it this week for this episode, guys. Again, thank you for liking, sharing, subscribing. Make sure you're leaving us those 5-star reviews. Share this with a friend. Watch it on, I almost said Rumble. That's not right. Over the air media, dot
Oh, I
com.
am over
Oh, wait.
the
Over
open
the air
air media.
media.com, the exclusive
Open air,
streaming
not
platform.
over.
Open air. Open air media.com, the exclusive streaming platform of Gunday Brunch. Thanks for watching, and we'll be back next week.